This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, May 17th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning, EB. Cakesy?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Johnny Cakes Auville. And Jason Bishop.
Yes.
That is the foursome. Got Cody Betts filling in for Valdez this week. And Drab scrambling to do some of Valdez's jobs, looking for spots.
Yeah. Took him a long time.
It's a freaking nightmare. Let's just be honest. Let's just get it out there in the open.
What a pain in the ass.
Well, Valdez, I guess, knows where everything is, right? Is that the idea?
Well, he does that every day, so he's got his own little system.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we couldn't. The station. I don't ever want to hear that we're not making money. The amount of live reads is ridiculous.
Yeah. There's copious live reads happening.
It's basically our nightmare every day. I don't think people
totally
understand.
Get it.
Yeah. So you know, it's a big scramble.
But it's cash in our show. Cash in our pockets.
Oh, it's lucrative. Oh, yeah. Don't think it isn't. Yep.
No, you need them. You need them to survive. But it's kind of a nightmare every morning because you don't know what reads you have.
Right.
Yeah, not until you log on. Yeah, you're right.
You don't know.
He's scrambling behind the scenes. But you know what? It's a victory Monday.
Yes, it is.
Think about it. Nats won. Caps won Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wiz win, eighth seed. So we got a lot to talk about on the show today. Samantha Pell, who covers the Caps, will get us ready for game two. She'll join us at 8:20. Chase Hughes covers the Wizards. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. They are in the play-in tourney, but they earned the eighth seed with an exciting win yesterday.
Yep. And again, that's huge because it's not a one-and-doner. They play Boston, and if they win, they are the seventh seed. If they lose, they still have a shot.
If they
play
lose,
one more game.
If they lose, they play another against the, what, the winner of the 9-10?
They play the winner of the Pacers-Hornets.
And then if they win that, then who do they play? Then they would play
they would be the eighth seed.
They'd play the Sixers. Yeah. Play the Sixers. They're either going to play the Sixers or the Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
But look, I was talking to the guys about this beforehand. They were 17-32.
Mm-hmm.
15 games under 500.
Dead. Lottery generator just up and running, just ready to go.
15 games under 500 at 17-32.
Is that one game worse than what the Nats were? Were the Nats
they were 19-31.
19-31, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
So 17-32, and they close out the season 17-6.
Yeah, that's incredible.
How do you do percentages?
And
what is that winning percentage down the stretch?
You know what? I don't know how to do percentages.
Probably
I know
about
is
750. Maybe.
The only percentages I know is if I have like jacks and Cody Betts has nines, I'm 80% to beat Cody Betts.
74%.
That's all I know.
They won 74% of their games down the stretch, 17-6.
Yeah. And they were so bad yesterday for that first quarter. They were bad in the third quarter, too. But for most of that game, they were just ugly. And then they just poured it on in the fourth quarter. You know, Beal was 0-for-6 to start. He didn't look right. And Justin Kutcher and Drew Gooden even questioned whether or not he should be in the game and would be coming back in the game when he left. But he did, and he had a good fourth quarter. I kind of worry about him going forward. He just didn't look right.
Oh, you have
right.
to. How,
he didn't
how
look right.
You not?
Yeah. But he hit some big shots, got to the free throw line, hit some big free throws. Celtics are, I mean, they finished limping in, too. So, I mean, they got a bunch of injuries. So, certainly a winnable game. And if they lose that game, obviously playing the winner of the Pacers Hornets, winnable. So I just want to see them advance and play Philly or Brooklyn. That'd be great.
That would be nice. I didn't watch the first three quarters. I just watched lacrosse all weekend. But I did watch the fourth quarter, and I was stunned at the start of the fourth quarter that Beal's numbers were still so low. But he looked fine in the fourth.
He looked better.
He was attacking the basket. I mean, yeah. He looked fine.
He looked better.
They're an exciting team. I actually didn't watch the end. I was listening to the end, and Glenn Consor had a great point. They have two fantastic closers.
In
Westbrook and Beal. Like, at the end of the game, you've got two dogs who both want the ball, they're just great closers. I'm not saying they're going to close out every game and hit every shot down the stretch.
Yeah.
But look, the reason they've turned it around and the reason we were excited before the season was they had a Russell Westbrook, a Hall of Famer. John Wall was good, but Russell Westbrook's that much better. I saw a stat yesterday before the game. Since the All-Star break, he led the league in assists by a ton over Chris Paul, and he led the league in rebounding. He led the league in rebounding in the second half. I guess he finished number six overall
when you compile
the stats. But just an incredible run the last 3 months for Russell Westbrook.
I'd be personally embarrassed if I were a seven-footer and Russell Westbrook finished ahead of me, rebounding-wise. I would take that as a personal affront.
Nobody outworks him. Yeah.
Nobody does.
He's such a grinder.
And having Beal back is so critical because it was just the game before, though. See, you need both of them because when Russ had the ball down the stretch, they were grasping the final possessions. They didn't kind of know what to
do. When he doesn't have a number two and all eyes are on Russ, but when you've got both of those guys out there, that was helping. Yesterday, Ish Smith had a monster.
He was one of the main reasons they won that game. Another reason they won that game is Robin Lopez could not be stopped on his hook shot. It's the ugliest shot in basketball.
It's effective, but it works.
He hit, I don't know, I think he hit all of them.
His non-jump hook, because you can't call it a jump hook. Doesn't get off the ground.
I don't even know what it is.
He's a bucket when they get on the ball.
It's crazy.
Well, they created mismatches down the stretch with him because he's so much bigger than P.J. Washington and guys like that. But he was a key reason they came back and won, too, because he couldn't be stopped. And Westbrook got into the block, and he just did his thing. And it's ugly, but it was going down.
And then the Hornets
couldn't make anything in the fourth quarter.
I tweeted this yesterday. I looked at Russell Westbrook's month-by-month stats. And we were all over him early on because he was shooting like in the 30s.
Crushing him.
He just didn't look the same. But here are his numbers in March, April, and May. In March, he averaged 25 points, 11 rebounds, 12.5 assists. In April, only 21 points, but he upped the rebounds to 13.3 rebounds per game with 12 assists per game. And then in May, only 9 games, but still 26.3 points, 13.8 rebounds per game and 16.1 assists per game in the last 9 games. Just sick.
Remember when he was acquired. So I was one of those guys that was real hard on him when he first came here because it looked like he was damaged goods. But when he was acquired, I think we all agreed. We said, this guy is a superstar. And we said it. And we said he was just a better player than John Wall. And then there was still some resentment here in town. Do you think there's anybody here in town that wishes they had John instead of Russell
Westbrook? Impossible.
Well, I hope not.
It's impossible, right? Impossible.
Well, if you know anything about basketball, you can't feel that way.
You know that the Wizards won that trade. You're well aware. And look, John Wall did a lot of great things while he was here. But you know that Westbrook's better.
There's no comparison.
And not just that, he plays.
Right.
I mean, he plays every
night. Wall limped through his entire season in Houston. Yeah. Like, he was in and out of the lineup throughout the year. Oh, and Houston stinks on ice. I mean, they were just a horrible collection of players.
Well, I was telling JP yesterday, and I've told you guys, he should get MVP nods. Now, he's not going to win it. He's not going to win it.
No, but he should get votes, of course.
He should get a lot of votes for what he did.
I mean, we just assume he's going to walk out and give you a triple-double every night. You know how absurd that is? Just to assume, you're going to take the floor, you're going to walk off with a triple-double. And he does.
Who was their second leading rebounder? You know what? I got to punch up the stats.
Because
I remember
rebounder.
Saying before the season, I bet he's going to lead the team in rebounds. But I don't even think it was close.
It might be. Six rebounds, I think, is second.
Maybe it's Rui. Maybe it's
Rui or Rolo.
They might have like five or six.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Well,
He had an unbelievable year.
Yeah, but when you have a guard gobbling up 13 rebounds, there's not many left for Rui.
He just wants it more than everybody.
Yeah. He plays harder. And we said that, you know, when they acquired him. So, I don't know. It's super exciting. It reminds me of that Nats turnaround. It's not that different, right? What'd you say, 17 and 32 and versus 19 and 31?
Yep.
Very similar.
The only thing that's different is that basketball is a much shorter season. And this year in particular, with only 72 games, when you dig that kind of hole, it's really hard to get out of. That's why Cakes was running a lottery generator.
That's why the first time I ever gave up on the team and just said, actually tank. It was the first time I wanted him to actually tank. But this is why I like... This is why, generally, I'm against tanking, because I'm butt-sized they have the eighth seed.
Yeah.
I'm butt-sized. It's way better than missing the playoffs. Yeah, you got to sweat. Having a sweat, Cakes, even if it's a long-shot sweat.
It'd be nice if they had a little bit more time off before the Celtics game. They got one night off, and then they play him Tuesday, because Bradley needs to rest that hammy. He obviously has to go in that game. He's not going to be 100%. So let's see what happens. I mean, the Celtics finished the season losing 10 of 15. They got a bunch of injuries. Jaylen Brown is out for the year, hurt his wrist.
They're reeling.
Kemba Walker hurt his knee. Tatum has an ankle injury.
Good. F them.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully they win that game and they're in a best of seven.
Well, if you just look at the last 23 games for the Wizards, when they go 17-6 after that 17-32 start, they'd be competitive with everybody because even their losses were really close. So I know they're going to compete. I feel like it's Russell Westbrook's imprint. You know, EB, though, I did see on social media the John Wall lovers, and Cakes is right. He did a lot of great things, and he had some great moments here in D.C.
I'm not anti-John Wall. I'm just saying.
Is, to me, even though Beal was consistent all year, Westbrook just would not let this team not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's what he did the last 3 months, taking over. By the way, Rui averaged 5.5 rebounds per game.
And that was
he had
second.
A couple of centers. Well, Thomas Bryant, who played a handful of games, played 10 games, averaged 6.1.
That doesn't count.
Westbrook averaged 11.5.
Yeah.
Jason, you're not going to like this, though.
What?
Why? They play at 9 o'clock.
I know, I saw
game.
That. I
that
know,
hurts.
I saw that.
That just means you're going to wake up at 3:15 and watch the condensed version. No,
well,
commercials.
Maybe 4:15. I think I can do 4:15.
So they've got Charlotte, Indiana on TNT at 6:30 tomorrow for the first play-in game. And then Washington plays Boston at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's amazing that they actually were able to win the 8 seed, because – they had a pretty big deficit, you know, with, 2 weeks to play, just in terms of how many teams were ahead of them, what teams had to lose, and everything kind of just worked out. They had the tiebreaker against the Pacers because I believe they swept them during the regular season.
Right, they earned the tiebreaker.
Right, and then the Hornets, they just died. They lost 5 straight. And again, you know, those two Hawks games that they lost, I thought after they lost the second one, I thought, yeah, they're probably going to be the 10 seed. But the fact that the Pacers and the Hornets couldn't win those huge games over the weekend really hooked the Wiz. So it was fun to watch. That was a playoff game yesterday. It felt like a playoff game.
Yep, speaking of playoff games, when we come back, we'll get into the Caps, who are up 1-0 in their series. Got game two tonight, as I mentioned before. Samantha Pell, who covers the Caps for the Washington Post, she'll join us at 8:20. Here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So the Caps up one zippy, which is always better than being down one zippy. But yeah, it wasn't necessarily the script that we expected.
No. I mean, when you lose your starting goalie early in game one, and it wasn't even the guy that you were really planning on being there in game one when you took over the job.
Right.
And then Craig Anderson skates out there. And
that was the guy that you were like, no, I don't want Anderson.
Well, I like his experience. I mean, the guy's played in a ton of NHL games, but he only had four appearances this season. So, I mean, that makes you a little bit wary when he has to be the guy. And he's going to be the guy, it looks like, again, tonight.
Right. They called up another goalie. What happened to Phoenix Copley?
I thought he was.
He's in the mix.
Yeah, he's the guy they called up.
No, they called Copley up. Yeah.
Are you certain of that?
Copley, because you can carry as many goalies as you want in the postseason. So Copley's ready if they need him.
And, oh, I thought they called another goalie.
I mean, maybe they did, and I didn't see that. But I know that Anderson is expected to start again tonight, and Copley is in the mix.
Oh, that's great, because I thought I saw them call up another goalie I'd never heard of.
They may have, and I just haven't seen that yet. But that guy's not going to be in the net. Whoever that guy is, he's not going to be.
Right, not unless there's another injury.
For sure.
Copley is with the team.
Anderson hadn't played in a playoff game since 2017.
I know.
VTech hadn't played ever in a playoff game.
True, but you know the reaction time of a 23-year-old is better than the reaction time of a 40-year-old.
Absolutely.
Now, even though he does have the experience, I don't know how I feel about it going forward. I feel dicey on it.
They get the King ready? King Hendrick? I know he's got heart issue.
I don't.
But he was practicing a little bit.
Okay, but he hasn't played one game all year. I mean, you can't rely on that.
Now I feel really bad for him, because this would have been his spot. You know, he would have jumped in there. He would have been the man.
Who, Lundqvist?
Yeah. Back in the playoffs again. Now we're down to just a
complete, I mean, how do we feel about this? This is the third string goalie.
I mean, you can't feel great.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Goalies can get hot.
I actually feel fine with him. Yeah.
All right.
I feel fine. He's come in, he's played well, and he's super experienced.
I know.
He's been seeing shots his whole life.
I get it,
but
he was third on the depth chart for a reason.
I know.
Well,
he wasn't one, wasn't two.
He's an older guy. But
all I know is I will be giving
that's why
him
I worry.
A full scout in person tonight, thanks to the show friend, Jim Van Stone.
Oh, he hooked you up.
Wait a second.
So I will be in person at Capital One Arena tonight.
Did you mention that Sammy's going to be available?
Well, he's available to the team. I don't know if he's ready to go at this point. I'd be shocked if he's between the pipes in game two after a layoff.
Why? Because he hasn't played since May 1st?
Look, I'm
hasn't
just
played since
you,
May 1st. Anderson barely played the whole year.
Understood. But it looks like Anderson is expected to get the start.
Okay. All I'm saying is Samsonov is available.
Well, but
and he
hasn't
pretty much was their
though,
number
right?
one.
Yeah, but he hasn't practiced in like 2+ weeks. That's way different than being a backup and practicing. I think if you haven't practiced.
Yeah. I don't know. You can throw him into a huge game, too.
What about Kuznetsov? He's still out?
According to LaViolette, says Kuznetsov still remains not available to us for a few more days. However, he is available to start a process of getting back with our group and working out by the rules.
Huh.
Okay, so I wouldn't expect him back anytime soon either.
Yeah.
After being sidelined for what, like 2 weeks now?
Yeah, we don't have Coach. We don't have Coach Lob on, right?
No, I don't know. During the playoffs, yeah, he might come on if we asked. You know, but I think contractually he's not
obligated.
He's not,
yeah,
but he might come on. Anyway, when VTech went down, what was that? Did he just pull a groin or something? I mean, those guys do the splits all the time. I watched that and I went, "What's the problem?"
Okay, but he like that was an extreme version.
Yeah, that didn't look good.
Like because he was a little bit late adjusting the puck, and he might have given it a little extra splits.
That
there.
Dude, that looked like an Olympic gymnast.
No, I know, and it's not anything anybody can relate to, except that I see the goalies do that kind of stuff all the time. I just assume they can all do that.
He he definitely grabbed the back of his, it appeared to be his left leg at first.
Yeah. The back of his leg?
That's what it looked like. So it might, could be a hammy.
Uh-huh.
Could be a groin. I don't know.
Right.
He was criticized by one of the analysts from Sportsnet, who I guess is a former goaltender.
Oh, I think this guy went hard.
Kelly Rudy.
Kelly.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If you're an NHL goaltender, you should not be pulling or straining a muscle. That's one of your jobs to make sure that you're stretched out. Yeah. And whether that means you stretch 8 to 10 times during the course of the day before the game to make sure this doesn't happen, you've got to be a better pro than that.
You know what? I think I agree with him.
I think that's a little bit extreme.
I think I agree with him.
I mean, you think Vanacek doesn't stretch
I'm
a
sure
bunch of times per day?
I'm sure he does. But that
and then
like
he
a
rips him for giving up
me.
The bad I mean, goal. He says, I guess there's part of me that I suppose I'm supposed to feel sorry for Vanacek. His first ever NHL playoff start. But first of all, this is a bad goal. He just wasn't ready. You could tell immediately that something was wrong.
That's where I don't have a problem with you critiquing him. I do have a little bit of an issue with grilling a guy for doing a full split and he tweaks something.
Like, isn't this guy a former goalie, though?
Yes, but yeah. I don't know if that's avoidable every single time. Like guys tweak hamstrings and groins all the time in sports. Are we going to kill Bradley Beal for his hamstring being dinged up?
Yeah, but that,
did he
again,
not stretch
that
either?
Looked like a standard splits to me.
I thought it looked a little extreme because he was.
They all look extreme.
Well,
it's impossible.
Yeah, for the layman, of course it looks extreme.
Right. I don't know. I kind of stand with the goalie. I was a little surprised that put him out.
Yeah, we see guys do that all the time, but man, that was extreme.
Yeah, I guess.
It really was.
Well, look, they got a dub.
Yep.
It's going to be a tight series. They always are. But it's always great to be off to the one zippy start.
I believe if you win game one, you win like 69% of your seven-game series.
I like that.
It's pretty good.
You know
70%.
How momentum turns on a dime.
Oh, I was doing – when it went to overtime, I was watching like this. I was terrified. This is what Caps fans do. It's their default setting for playoff overtime hockey. But they came through.
I actually had so much to drink. That I passed out and then woke up right before they scored.
Oh, you did?
That was silly. So I missed a lot of the drama. I just got to, enjoy the excitement.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It was silly.
Well, one down, 15 to go.
That's right.
I just don't
Cake's
know
already
I feel.
Has his playoff beard going.
Oh, yeah. I had to resurrect the wackadoo playoff selfie bit.
Oh, never, you're doing that again?
Yeah, I do it every postseason. I never take selfies.
You pretty much just do that for John DePompa?
Pretty much. It's for John DePompa's entertainment for the most part, yes.
And the idea is you just make a goofy face after the game?
And I'm always wearing a Caps beanie.
Now, is it only after dubs?
Only after dubs.
After losses? Slam your laptop?
Why would I do that after an L?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's your victory celebration.
Correct.
There were so many plays in that game. You know, they call baseball a game of inches. I mean, hockey's a game of inches. There were so many pucks that just hit the crossbar or hit the pipes or, you know, went off a skate or a stick and almost went in. It was just – there were so many tight plays in that game.
Well, how
game.
About the goal? I mean, even the goal itself was a game of inches. You know, does the miraculous tip in that these guys –
You mean the game winner? Yeah.
They make it look so easy.
I know.
I did like that the in-house DJ – thought it was TJ's goal because I much prefer to hear Country Roads as the victory song and the goal song other than whatever Doubter's song is. I'd have to look that up because I don't know what it is.
Well, they had to watch the replay like five times to figure out exactly who potted it.
Yep.
But Oshie was being interviewed at the time. He clearly didn't care.
Right.
He's a great dude.
He's awesome.
You're in love with TJ Oshie.
I'm in love with TJ Oshie. He just seems like the greatest dude. Like I'm telling you, of all the locals, I think he's the best guy. He's got the best personality.
He's very down to earth.
This is being a dumb hockey fan. I feel like you're stealing a win, though, when Ovi doesn't even score. You know what I mean? You get goals from Wilson, Dowd.
Sure. There's nothing wrong with that.
Brendan Dillon.
Yeah, I mean, Ovi's not going to score every game. But
understood.
Yeah.
But they gave the goal initially to Ovi, but it was Dillon's goal.
It was clearly. Dillon's, yeah.
And by the way, the other goalie they recalled from Hershey is Zach Fucali, 25-year-old kid.
Yeah. So they called up two from Hershey, or Copley was already on the roster?
Copley's on the taxi squad.
Oh, okay.
So he's
basically
available.
They've got five goalies right now?
If they're really desperate, they're going to break the glass and throw in Copley.
Right.
Before, I would guess, Samsonov, because he's just not ready to come back yet.
Right. I like Copley's another dude.
I like how Cakes said that. I feel like Samsonov might be in play tonight.
Oh, I don't know.
You think?
I do. Why not?
He's got to practice, dude. You can't just throw a guy out there without practicing. He hasn't practiced in 2 weeks. It's impossible for him to play.
I mean, unless he practiced yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think you can put him in with one practice.
Yeah, I
there's
think Anderson's
no
going.
Way. No way. Yeah, you go with Anderson played great.
He did. I'm still worried.
He's a grizzled veteran.
And I'm checking projected starting goalies on RotoWire. Rask is confirmed to start. For Washington, Craig Anderson, expected.
Yeah.
That's the expected guy.
Yeah, he's going to start.
I don't see Samsonov expected or Phoenix Copley.
What was the update on Vitek's injury?
I think it's lower body injury. That's your update.
We know it's a lower body.
It's so annoying that they never say.
Is it something that probably keeps him out for the series?
How would I know? I don't know if it's a groin. I don't know if it's a hamstring. I don't have any insiders.
If it looks like Drabby's calf, he's Dunsky.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
By the way, what's the update, Drab, on the calf? You seem like you're moving around better.
I think I'm moving a little better. Felt pretty good yesterday, and then this morning just felt like day one again all over the place.
Oh, really?
Poopy. Yeah.
Those things take a while.
Now, are you hammering it with Advil like every single day? I mean, is that part of your regimen?
I kind of feel like I get heartburn when I take a bunch of ibuprofen.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't sit well, so I'm off. I'm off everything.
Mm.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Line one wants to talk some Caps hockey. What's up, Marvin?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, Marvin.
What's up, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, playoff hockey is the best. I love the heavy style of play. I love all the contact. I love the way Ovi set the tempo early. And this also shows why you got to keep someone like Tom Wilson around. I mean, he's skilled enough to be a good player, but the heaviness of his game is necessary in the playoffs. That's why they're going to kind of miss Smith-Pelly, because Smith-Pelly is a bum in the regular season, but he plays a heavy brand of hockey, and that's really good for
I like how Marvin has gotten the jargon down. He's a heavy brand of hockey. I like that.
And then there's one other thing. I mean, I'm kind of just disgusted. This guy, Mantha, what is he? Is he going to play the brand of I know that's his first playoff game, okay? But he played like a wuss, and I don't care what anybody said. He played soft. He lost the puck. He didn't play heavy. He didn't do anything. And we gave up on Vrana, and Vrana has skill. And I'm just like, this guy's going to be skilled. He's bigger than Vrana. I need him to show up. Because we gave him a great
didn't,
player.
Didn't Mantha play great? Like,
I thought he was
as
awesome.
As soon as he was acquired,
yeah,
he had goals like in his first four or five games.
Yeah, he played great as soon as they picked him up.
That's just one bad game, maybe.
Four goals.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Marvin. By the way, our continuing Capitals playoff coverage on The Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business regrows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. Are you nervous about the goalie situation here in game two? 800-636-1067. And what would you do? Do you go with Anderson, who closed out the game and got a dub, but he only played in what, four games all season, Cakes?
He started two, and he was a relief pitcher in two games.
But I guess that's probably, do you turn to Phoenix Copley? He can't do that. He played less.
I would rather roll the dice with a guy who's got more experience, like Craig Anderson.
But Samsonov had pretty good numbers this year.
He did. If Samsonov is healthy, you turn back to him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's ready to play. If he's ready, you tap him. But I don't think he's ready for game two. I don't think he's ready for
a couple practices.
14 hours.
Guy's been out. I mean, presumably he was out with COVID. So, he needs a few practices at least. You can't just throw him to the Wolves. No way. Plus, Anderson played great.
But if Craig Anderson struggles tonight,
then you put in Copley.
You put in Copley, but then what do you do for game three? I don't
know. Then you evaluate. Then you
then
evaluate.
I think you got to go to Ilya.
Then
Ilya's
you evaluate,
gotta be...
yeah.
I mean, Anderson's almost 40, but he's got 40 career playoff games under his belt.
Dude, he's...
I mean, he's been there before.
Yeah, he's fine.
I mean, how many... Does Phoenix Copley have one playoff game?
No, the guy's probably barely...
Does he have any regular season games?
He's barely played a dozen regular season games, right?
Yeah, I'm... Again, he is only being used in case of... an extreme emergency.
But I think they'll use him over the other guy. I haven't even heard of the other guy they called up.
Correct.
Fukachi?
Yeah. What's I haven't even heard of that dude.
Fukali.
Kakalaka?
I'm going to go with Zach Fukali.
Right. Remember, they gave Copley like $1 million like a year and a half ago. Or
yeah, they're definitely high on him.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely have some faith in him.
Yeah. So. You know, talking about Wilson, do you know how close they were to being offsides on that game-winning goal?
It was pretty dicey. When they were reviewing it, I was...
You're nervous.
Terrified. Yeah.
Did you notice Wilson stretched out the puck because he knew that those guys were close to being offside? So
right.
he stretched it
right.
out a little bit, and it ended up being obviously a good goal. But, man, that was close. And when they reviewed it, I said, oh, we're going to get screwed here.
Right.
But once they reviewed it, man, those refs are good.
It was quick. I mean, that review was done, I want to say, within about 90 seconds or less.
Yeah.
They skated over. They had their huddle. I'm sure they checked it in Toronto, wherever the replay is. And
well,
got
the TV
call,
guy
right.
said right away, unless there's somebody on the other side, it's good.
Yeah, it was good, right.
So I was chill.
Oh, by the way, of course, I say this every season, miss Locker and Joby on the call of the playoffs.
I mean,
those are my guys. Those are our guys. And would you, just two randos get thrown in to cover a Caps game? Not the biggest fan.
What's the percentage if they go up 2-0? Cakes, you gave me 69% if they win game one.
Without looking at it?
I want updated percentages.
I'm going to guess. I'll look up the real number. But if you go up 2-0, I'm going to guess. Yeah, 80 plus percent to win.
And that's what
I'm saying. If you lose game two, so it's 1-1, then your percentage is probably back to 50%.
Yeah. It changes on a dime.
I'm going to tell you right now.
It changes on a dime.
You get all excited. Up 1-0, 69% chance to win. You lose game two, what is the percentage? And what is the percentage if you win?
Cody Betts has looked it up, 86%.
Wow.
That's good.
I mean, if I got an 86% on a test, I felt like a big winner when I was a kid.
Yeah. I felt like a genius.
I would brag. Look at 86, almost an A.
Three of the four playoff games went into overtime. You know they were playing a regular season game yesterday, and there was three playoff games going on?
That's so weird.
It's so strange.
That is bizarre.
By the way, Seiss that the Penguins lost.
The Pens did lose.
I think they had to play that game for draft order.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was just weird.
Okay. Gotcha.
Did they actually try, or did they put a bunch of bums out there?
I don't know.
I didn't watch.
6-5 final. It was an over.
Right.
I heard the Celtics, who the Wizards play in the play-in game tomorrow night, they rested their top seven players in their regular season game.
Against the Knicks, yeah.
What's the line on the game?
I believe the Celts are favored by a
one
bucket.
And a half. Actually, that's
close.
I actually did look at it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, even when the Wizards lose, they're butt tight games.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't believe me. I want them to win this game for obvious reasons. But if you go into a one and done, even though you'll be hosting the game against Charlotte or Indiana, man, that's going to be tight.
Oh yeah. The game, just like we need the Caps to go up 2-0. So 86%.
That's according to Cody.
All right. I hope Craig Anderson's ready.
All is right with the world. I'm going to watch the Caps live and in person, and I'm going to throw $40 on the 50-50. The world is healing.
Have you got your parking spot already?
Haven't done that yet. I do need to look. I do need to look into.
Are you
going to
go on Spot Hero? Is that your bit?
I'm thinking
about
it.
You haven't found a place where you can park?
But there's also limited attendance, so it's not like there are going to be 20,000 donkety-donks in downtown D.C. looking for spots.
Right.
But I'm not one to really risk it and just go down there without a plan.
You won't park at Homewood and walk?
that's like a two-mile walk. I'm not doing that.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking my daughter and my son and his girlfriend.
Oh, you got to foresome.
Got to foresome, yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Pull back the curtain. Initially, I asked for two tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Jim was like, sure. And then 30 minutes later, I was like, I might want to ask for three. I'm going to be a jerk and ask for three. And he's going to give me four because the way they're doing it with the COVID protocols is pods of two or four.
Right.
So I said, sure, I'll take four. Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to be connected.
It's good to have connections, JP. You're correct.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to give us a call on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. And because of PenFed, we do weekly podcasts, which come out on Thursdays. And once a month, we do a Facebook Live bit. I think I jumped aboard kind of late. It was for the Preakness.
Yes.
You guys were talking about Valdez with Uncle Kenny. Maybe I wasn't aware of it. I was trying to answer as many people on the Facebook chat and do the comments.
Yeah.
But you guys are saying that Uncle Kenny blew off Valdez. I heard them talking.
Well, a little bit. He was asking for some details he was asking him to help out with matchups, and he just didn't want to deal with that.
Valdez, yeah. By the way, on vacation this week.
Yeah, yeah. He's at Kiowa. I think he left yesterday, right?
Left yesterday. I think he's breaking up the trip because he was driving. He wasn't driving all the way through, so I guess he'll be arriving at some point today.
Was he staying at south of the border?
No, I think he's staying like Florida, South Carolina.
Right. I could see Valdez stopping at south of the border. That would be so.
Have a T-shirt.
I mean,
it's such a rundown, old, just nubber of a spot of the border.
How many total billboards do you think there are in that
for
kind
south of,
like, of
the border?
Yeah, and kind of like that 50-mile radius.
Oh, there's tons.
Hundreds, literally hundreds. Yeah. There have to be.
Yeah.
For such a dump, I can't believe they have the deep pockets. Or it just also tells me it must be very cheap to buy a billboard on 95.
How did you do, Jason? Because I ended up...
By the way, Jason was on the hog cam, according to people on the comments. I had no idea. But apparently he had his laptop like right by his crotch.
No, well, it was my phone.
It was just shooting up his Johnson. I mean,
it was my. You couldn't see my Johnson.
You couldn't see your Johnson. You could just see your hurting bulge.
Yeah, right. So much ball handling.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, you can't stop fondling.
Hey, at least there's a bulge there.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it'd be embarrassing if they didn't comment at all.
Yeah. But did you end up up like a dollar?
Yeah, I don't know what my total take home was, but I hit the biggest plays I had were the top two, three finishes. So I had Medina Spirit finishing top three, and I had Bourbon finishing top three.
Right.
All right. Nobody had Rombauer. Is it Rombauer? Is that the name of the winner?
Yeah.
So I had those two horses finishing top three. Now I had to lay money, but. Those are my two biggest hits.
No, I had those, and I did a couple matchups or whatever. And then Valdez, of course, Uncle Kenny was hyping up the four horse, and right. Valdez was making a big deal about it the whole time. We love the four. We love the four.
Kenny, who was the four?
I can't remember what it was called.
Crowded something.
Crowded House.
The funny part to me was...
Concert tour or something.
Even just listening to you, Donks.
Yeah.
You guys are just barking out numbers like you know something, then I realize you're not going to bark out these numbers like this. Maybe it'll happen at one more race, but probably for another year.
Yeah, it won't happen. I didn't know what I was doing. Valdez, who knows the terminology, is like, do a superfecta, trifecta, box, try, whatever. I'm like, how do I place that bet? What do I do? What button do I click to make this bet happen? Because when you click on the drag down screen, there's literally 100 different ways to bet the ponies. It's very confusing.
Did you get paid back on all of those?
Did I get what?
Did you get paid back on those?
What do you mean, paid back?
Well, I thought you were fronting the money for Valdez.
Yeah, I don't know. I put like an extra $100 in my TVG account, and it did this. Bloop, 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 bloop. All gone.
Yeah, I thought you were betting for Valdez, and he was going to pay you $60 or whatever.
I think I was, but I mean, am I going to hit him up on his Venmo for $60 of horse racing loser bets?
All I know is that as soon as the race was over, Valdez was outie.
Yeah,
he signed off with the quickness.
Yeah.
And you could tell he was boozing.
Oh, so, he was hammered.
Yeah, I don't know if that's why, but was he embarrassed that the four horse didn't come in? Nobody cared.
Know. He was taking it very seriously.
Yeah, nobody cared, though. Yeah, it was just for fun.
We all expected to lose.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe he put up more than he says. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we have no idea what he put
up. I'm not sure. I mean, he had cakes putting in the
bets. Oh, no, it's very confusing. Because you have to hit submit bet. Then you have to hit confirm bet. Because the first round of bets, I hit submit. I didn't confirm. And then none of my bets are on the bet sheet.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
No,
especially if you're betting our parlay.
No.
Wasn't our parlay horrific this weekend?
It was terrible.
Ofer. Went over.
We were 0-6.
But that's good.
Well, it was 0-5. It was 0-5-1 because there was a voided bet because John Morant didn't even play.
0-5-1.
But I think that means we'll hit this week.
I think my soccer bet was close because I think a dude missed a penalty kick, which would have made it 4-4. Would have made it a silly draw.
Right.
I should have bet the over. They scored 100 goals.
Which never happens.
When are there seven goals scored in a soccer game, Drab? Here's the answer. Never.
When our expectations are the lowest, that's when we'll hit.
Right.
It's going to hit.
No, I've said we will hit. We're going to hit during NFL season. That's when it's going to.
You just think we're just sharper there?
That's when the ship comes in.
Well,
because we know more?
I think we're better at betting NFL than we are anything else.
Right.
We know more about it.
Will we hit our weekend parlay before B. Mitch and Finley hit theirs?
Well, they hit 5 of 6, like in their maiden voyage.
Well, doesn't matter. It's
an L. That is still an L.
5 of 6 means nothing.
Now,
kids.
Were they taking
a bunch of dogs
six
though?
Favorites or
no?
They got,
that's why I couldn't believe dogs. He said they took all like even money.
Uh huh. Yeah. Oh, good for them. Hey, listen, we're gonna hit one for sure.
Well, I'm going to have to ask FanDuel to replenish because my account total is going bloop, bloop.
Dwindling.
Well, they'll hook it up.
I'm just betting too many games. I bet a billion games. I'm doing baseball parlays every night, multiple baseball parlays.
Right. Well, we need to get a little update here. The update on the gas situation, I think it's fine, right? Is it fine in the South,
well,
too?
It's definitely not fine in D.C. I think D.C.
They still don't have gas?
Still, like 88%. The stations in D.C. are out.
But Maryland has it. How's that work? Maryland has gas?
Maryland, I think it was like 29% are out of gas.
Still?
Yes.
It was up to over 50.
Yeah, but it's better than over 50.
Yeah.
But good luck getting gas in D.C.
Well, I wouldn't even know where to get gas in D.C. Well, like, in the history of working here, I don't think I've ever gotten.
I always end up. I always end up in Crystal City.
Yeah,
that's my gas station, which is just pummels the ride.
That's not DC. That's
I understand that
Virginia.
My point is, I'm kind of with EB that when I get out of here, because we're all in the same habit. Yeah. You know, you kind of go out, get on 395. I'm like, oh crap, I need gas. Well, you're not going to be able to get off on the GW Parkway.
Now, there was a station on my way in this morning in DC. I think it's 295. I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
That had lights, had a display up on the sign. That appeared to have gas.
Yeah.
I don't know. They probably felt it by now.
What was it? Friday night? I guess my wife and I, we just went for a walk, and the cicadas are coming.
Oh,
have you seen them?
Are they?
Oh, they're
coming.
They're definitely out.
They're all over, like, Beach Drive.
They're gross.
They are kind of gross. I was just stepping on them.
Right.
I haven't seen any yet.
I've been sleeping for 17 years, and as soon as they come out, I just step on them.
I haven't seen any.
Their lives stink. They're underground for 17 years and they come out, they get eaten by birds squirrels.
They live for 2 weeks max.
Or EB's big foot steps on them.
Yeah. Right. If I saw one on the walk, I stepped on them.
Right.
No regard for those cicadas.
I haven't seen any
over
here.
Hasn't been super loud yet, but they're coming.
Yeah, they're definitely out.
Brood X. Brood X is here. And then, Drabby, at some point, we need to talk about Drabby's, we had a listener that set up felt bad for Drab because of the medical bills that we talked about because his twins were born way early.
Yep.
Where were they born? Like 2 months early or something?
2 months early, yeah.
And so they were in the, you know,
NICU,
the natal care or whatever.
For how long? For 3 weeks?
A long time.
31 days.
31 days. And so the bill was like outrageous for you. Like you're on the hook for like $30,000 or something, right?
I think altogether. $25,000.
Right. It probably looked like the Caps bill at Hockessan after they won the Stanley Cup.
So what are you doing? You're just paying.
Covers 90%. That still leaves you quite a bit.
Yeah. So I'll just take a minute. I woke up yesterday morning and I'm getting text messages from my friends and people like Neil Greenberg.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, what's going on with this GoFundMe? Is this for real?
Yeah.
You endorse this? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Uh-huh. And so I get on Twitter and I see that some donk listener.
No, he's a nice person. He felt bad for you.
I know. His name's Rohit. It's another Rohit.
Yeah.
It's a different Rohit?
I think it's a different Rohit.
Oh, my God.
But I tell you, Rohit's a popular name.
It must be.
It's this.
He started to GoFundMe, and he's like taking like you know a couple jabs at me, saying, oh, as long as he doesn't blow this on penny stocks, we should do this for Drab. I'm like, so I look at it, and then there's all these comments from people criticizing Drab for starting a GoFundMe. calling me like money hungry, saying my parents are rich, I don't need money.
Hold on, who was saying that?
Like people in the comments.
How do they know that your parents have money?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're listeners.
They're listeners.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way,
well,
not
I
even
saw
true.
It was the worst written GoFundMe ever.
Oh, it was so, yeah.
It was so poorly written. There were no details.
He was joning.
But I just retweeted it, and I guess Drabby did not like that.
Yeah, I retweeted it, too. I looked at it for five. I spent 5 seconds thinking about it in life.
I didn't even see it. Why would I retweet it?
Why wouldn't you guys would ask me before you retweet it?
Well, because I saw the name Rohit. I saw the name Rohit. I figured you endorsed it.
I didn't even care. I don't
even know if I read the whole tweet.
Maybe Drabby will get a few G's out of this.
But embarrassing.
How much is in it now?
I don't know. I begged for him to
cancel
it.
I already gave you a GoFundMe. It's called your holiday bonus.
Why cancel it?
Jason
don't cancel
would never
it.
Cancel it.
Why would you cancel it?
His pride got in the way.
People are offering to hook you. Just let him pay for it.
No, too embarrassing.
His pride got in the way.
Oh, man. Screw pride.
Yeah. He has a lot of pride.
All right, coming up next, Ryan Kerrigan says his goodbyes, and we'll get into the rookie training camp for the Washington football team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.